It's the 20th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Houghton Conquest Post Office was the target of a ram raid using a stolen Land Rover last Wednesday. The gang, allegedly armed with a metal bar and a sledgehammer, were seen at the High Street location dressed in black with face coverings. A Land Rover with the identified tag of E965 tag was stolen from Ampthill the previous day. A male bystander witnessing the incident attempted to stop them but ended up being seriously injured. It's not known whether the thieves were successful. Tanya Shotbolt, the investigating detective inspector, said, "This is a dangerous group of people and it's really important that anyone with information gets in touch. We are taking the incident very seriously and a thorough investigation is underway." Grant Palmer Bus Company's decision to take over the Stagecoach Biggleswade route will leave workers such as Dean Wakeley from Moggahanger stranded. He, like many other workers, can now only reach Biggleswade no earlier than 8:30 a.m. He blames Central Bedfordshire Council for looking out for students but not for workers. A welfare notice has been served to the Monkey Puzzle Nursery on the corner of Shakespeare Road and Clapham Road in Bedford. The warning was issued following an incident where a child was found outside the premises, unsupervised, in proximity to a high traffic area. The organisation, which supports close to 100 children under the age of 4, was rated in its last Ofsted inspection as outstanding. Monkey Puzzle's deputy manager, Saski Powell, said all parents and Ofsted were notified on the day. The Bedfordshire Beekeepers Association has recognised the Brewpoint Brewery in Bedford at their centenary honey show. In the honey aroma and flavour category, they were awarded the silver rosette. The brewery, run by Wells & Co, installed several beehives on their property earlier this year. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.